こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックできますので試してみてください。1個目、さまざまな動物が慣れない音を聞いたときに音の方向に耳を動かしますが、ザールラント大学の研究で現代の人間にも同様の能力が備わっていることが分かりました。実験では被験者の耳にセンサーを取り付け、耳介を動かすための筋肉への信号をモニターしました。その結果、音がした方向に耳介を動かすよう筋肉が動いていることが分かりました。さらにその様子を HD 録画し、コンピューターで動きを拡大すると、実際に耳が上方向や後ろ方向にかすかに動いていました。
Many animals move their ears in the direction of an unfamiliar sound. A study by Saarland University has found that humans have inherited a similar faculty. In their experiment, sensors were attached to the ears of subjects to monitor for electrical signals sent to the surrounding muscles.The experiment found that electrical signals are being sent and that the muscles are moving in order to aim the ear toward the direction of the source. A computer analysis of HD video found that the ears are actually subtly moving upward or rearward in response to novel sound.
So, 2500万年ぐらい前にもう人間は耳を動かす能力が退化してしまったっていうふうに言われてたらしいんだけど、
うん、
実際は今もこっそりと動かしてるっていう、うん、ちょっと嬉しくない
I feel like this confirms some、subtle suspicion I had about, like, we can move our ears. Can you wiggle your ears?
Yeah.
Like yourself, like without grabbing your ears with your fingers.
Yeah.動かせるよ。
Yeah,
でも、メガネかけたことある人は結構動かせるんじゃないかな、耳。なんかわかる？こう、
メガネかけて、
いや、なんか耳にかかってる時に、こうなんか、メガネを動かせるっていうか、ちっちゃい時にさ、小学校の時私メガネしてたから、それで、あ、耳動かせるじゃんって思ったけど、ただこの音がした時にっていうのはもちろんみんな無意識でやってることだから、
うん、
それに気づいたことは当然ないけど、耳介って耳に介護の介で、この耳の何暖房の部分
なんて <Right. 笑
> 暖房の部分ね、
うん、
それを耳介っていうらしいんだけど、
What are the、What are earlobes for? I mean, this is a totally,
I don't know,
separate thing, but I just wondered that.
で、これが退化した理由ももちろんもう分かってないんだけど、この研究で今後例えば補聴器、
うん、
にそのセンサーを取り付けて、まあ、その本人が何を聞こうとしてるのか、そのインテンションを汲み取ることができれば、うん、まあ、全部の環境の音を聞かせるっていうよりは、その本人があって思ったやつをちゃんと聞こえるようにするっていうことができるようになるかもしれないねっていうのは書いてあった。
Don't we still use this? Even if it's, you know, we're not like on the cat level of ear movement.We're still using it, right? Like, doesn't it still work?
どうなんだろうね。あまりにも、
It's still effective, right? Like, a little bit.
でも、little bit の little があまりにも little すぎるんじゃない？
You know how, like, if you're standing in a weird corner of a club or something, and the sound is way too loud, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you just tilt your head a little bit, and it's like, oh, that's much better.This is way less loud. Just by tilting your head a tiny bit.
Right. So, だから音がした時に、例えば単純にそっちの方向を見るとかっていうのはやるわけじゃない？それでこう、mm. 耳がそっちの方向くから、ちゃんとこう跳ね返って、聞けるようになるとかはあると思うけど、そのこのコンピューターを使って拡大してやっ と分かるぐらいかすかに動いたところで、それが実際に役に立ってるかっていうと、そんなに変わんないんじゃないかと思うけどね。
I feel like it's effective. I feel like I can feel my ears doing it. Imagine like, so yeah, you can turn your head and look, right? But if you're sitting in like a, let's say you're at Starbucks or something, and Tane drops a cup and it shatters, and you kind of, you're listening, you're paying attention, you're like, whoa. But you don't really want to turn your body and like face the situation.
Yeah.
You know, in like a public setting where there's people, sometimes, you know, you'll hear something, but you don't want to like turn. Don't you feel your ears like slightly aiming?
No.
No?
No. What?
But you kind of like pull, it's like you pull your ears back slightly. And it's like this.
What?
Now you're paying a little bit closer attention.
No.
No?
No.
Maybe you'll notice it. Maybe you'll notice it later.
でもこれも本当に一瞬なんだよね、だから。その耳を動かしてそのままにしてるっていうよりは本当に minute って書いてあったから、もうチラッと動くだけなんだけど。
I wonder, like, is that a stealthier way to pay attention to something? Like, why does a cat not turn its head?Like, you know, sometimes there's a sound and the cat just turns an ear, like turns one ear, or a dog will like turn one ear. And if you move in response to a sound, you kind of give yourself away, right? If you're in a predator prey situation in the wilderness, right?
Yeah.
Because the thing that made the sound will see your movement. It's much stealthier to just tilt one of your ears.
Right.
And like check on it.
I mean, that's, yeah. なんか普通に考えると intuitive 的にはそういう感じするけど、でもなんか猫と暮らしてて、例えば大したことない音だったら耳だけ動かすけど、本当にえって思った時は顔ごと向いてるけどね。でもそれだと今マイケルが言った説と逆になっちゃうけど。
But maybe there's like a, if it hears something weird and theear turns and monitors the sound, and then the sound becomes concerning, then it'll like turn its whole body. Like if you film your cat in slow motion, does the ear turn first?
I would think so.
So you think the ear turns and then the cat turns, or it all turns at the same time if there's like o kyoto?
I don't know. まあ瞬間瞬間的な音だったら同時なのかな、わかんないね。それあんま考えたことなかったけど、とにかく耳はすごいでも動かしてるよね、常に。
More than their eyes, you think? We move our eyes a lot, humans do. We do the side eye thing if we don't want to be detected.
Yeah, the thing is, you can't really see the white part of the cat's eyes, right? It's kind of hidden. So...It's less prominent. Maybe they are moving them a lot, but その人間は目立つじゃん。白目が見えてるから常に目を動かすとすぐわかるけど。
They have a that vertical pupil, you know. And
vertical.
Yeah. Isn't it vertical?
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, そうだね。
So all the animals that get hunted have horizontal pupils, like grazing animals. Cows, goats, horses, they all have the horizontal pupil. So they can scan. And then all the hunting animals have the vertical pupils. I think the vertical is better for judging distance.
Yeah, cats are cool. I mean, I wish I could move my ears like they do. あ、でも人間がそれできたらさ、でもさ、よく考えるとそれで喧嘩になりそうだもんね。その人間ってやっぱ社会性がさ、すごい、何、高度に発達してる分、 聞いてるふりとかをするわけじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
なんか本当は聞いてないんだけど、あ、へーとか言ってさ、その時にこう耳がテレビの方向いてるとかさ、絶対喧嘩になるから、確かにこれは人間にとっては退化してる方がトラブルは回避できるかもしれないね。
Yeah, your ear would start twitching as you're trying not to aim it at the TV. or you're trying not to listen to the conversation next to you at a restaurant or something. It would be it would look weird if human ears aimed. They don't seem attached the right way. Like, I don't even know how ears turn in the first place, but they don't seem like...
Upward and rearward, だから。こういうことだよね。
うん。
それは確かにちょっと意外っていうか、まあ、よく考えたらそれしかできないんだろうけど、あまり想像したことなかったから、あ、そっかって思ったけど。
Are there any human characters like in movies or something that can turn their ears? Or are they all like...
ひらひら？
Are they all like...
わかんない。でもアニメとかだとありそうだけどね。特殊能力みたい。でも耳が。
Like the ears actually turn? I don't know if I've ever seen an ear turn on a, like a human character.
うん、確かに。まあ、ありそうだけどね、でも。漫画とかアニメだったら。何でもあるじゃん。もはや。
You know, there's something called the Palmar Grasp Reflex. Have you heard of that?
Mm-mm.
So the palmar grasp reflex is this reflex that babies have to grab the umbilical cord.
Ah, right.
They like grab it.
Oh, yeah.
And then even after they're born, they like grab stuff.
Yeah.
And they grab it quite hard.
Yeah.
And they've actually done experiments hanging newborn babies from like a rod. And they can hold their own weight up.
Yeah.
Not for very long. I think it's like a minute or something.
Not just newborn, but... まあ、1歳になるちょっと前とか。あの、まあ、うちの子はね、ちょっと成長曲線が激しすぎて、こう。何年齢の割には身長がすごい高くて体重もあるから、あのぶら下がることができないかったんだけど、普通 の, あの平均的な日本人の子供たちはあのみんなぶら下がれてた、普通に、結構長い間、しかも全然こう苦痛じゃないというか、ぶらぶら。
And that's a there's noreal reason for human babies to do it, but we are monkeys. Well, we're not monkeys, but we're very close to chimpanzees. And so having this reflex of grabbing onto stuff from a very young age was vital in their survival, because these, you know, baby monkeys come out and they're way up in some canopy in some treeAnd they need to have this non-thinking, automatic impulse to just grab and hold on to whatever is there.
Yeah. So, ne.
And the tail, too. Like, human... like, a fetus develops a tail. With several vertebrae. And the tail actually is dissolved.Later in the development.
There are people who are born with it, right?
The tail?
Yeah.
I think I've heard about that.
Yeah.
Is that common? Actually, I think I knew someone who had a little bit of a tail. Like someone told me.
Yeah, I know someone too.
And it's like bad for snowboarding.
まあそうだね。まあ snowboarding, ice skating, その辺全部。
Yeah.
辛いね。痛いもんね。
Yeah.
I mean, would, 折れちゃう。
Tail wouldn't be useful for us, right? Chairs wouldn't work as well. Would chairs have like a hole in it for your tail to...
Well, it depends on the length of the tail. Like, if you look at pandas, they sit just like us, but tails don't bother them because their tails are like
the puffball.
Yeah,
but we would have like monkey style tails. That tails that can grab stuff, tails that are strong enough that you can hang from it. You know? But maybe if you have like
work okay. Unless it's huge, like fox's tail, then when you sit it's kind of jama, but if it's a thin one, like the monkey tail, then
the fox tail, is that all fluff? Or is there like a
meat? No, right? It's just it's really thin.
I assume so.
Like the cats with fluff, you know, fur.
Right.
Their tails are actually really thin too, so.
Tails are weird.
Tails are cute. 次。Journal of Paleontology. Journal of Paleontology に掲載されたテキサス大学の研究で、ジュラシックパークで毒を吐くエリマキトカゲのように描かれていたディロフォサウルスは、実際は全長6メートルで当時最大の陸上生物で、トカゲというよりは現代の鳥に近い見た目であったことが分かりました。ディルフォサウルスは1億8300万年前、ジュラ紀初期の恐竜で、映画に登場したことで名前は知られているものの、これまで本当の見た目や特徴はほとんど分かっていませんでした。研究の結果、強靭な顎を持ち、頭のトサカから鼻腔にかけて鳥と同様のエアポケットがあることも分かりました。
In a study conducted at the University of Texas and published in the Journal of Paleontology,The Dilophosaurus depicted in Jurassic Park as a poison-spitting, frill-necked lizard was actually one of the largest land creatures at the time at 6 meters long and was more bird-like than lizard-like and was more bird-like than the lizard-like depiction in the film. Dilophosaurus existed 183 million years ago during the early Jurassic period. While its name is well known from movies, its true attributes have been unclear until now. The study found that the dinosaur had a strong jaw and had air pockets in its skull, similar to modern birds.
So, もちろん、ジュラシックパークに出てきたやつが想像の産物であるっていうことは分かって、当然分かってたことなんだけど、まあ、こういう骨の細かい分析がされるっていうのは今まであまりなかったらしくて、でこの骨にエアポケットがあるっていうのは鳥だとよくあるらしいんだけど、その、まあ、当然体を軽くする、飛び上がらないといけないから体を軽くするためっていうのもあるし、その鼻腔とか頭にある分にはあのメイリンコールとかその鳴き声を出すときに使ったりするらしいんだよね、
うん、
でこれまあ覚えてる人はいっぱいいると思うけど、一番最初のジュラシックパークであのおデブの人がこのディロフォサウルスに襲われて、
Mr. Dennis Nedry、
そう、変なあの毒を吹きかけられるっていう、映画に出てきた時はすごくちっちゃくて、まあ、あれは子供っていう設定だったのか大人だけどちっちゃく描かれてたのか、それは元の設定がよく分かんないけど、とにかくすごいちっちゃくてこう可愛いんだよね、可愛いからあの彼もあおいでおいでみたいな感じで言ってたら、こう急に食われるっていう。
What was he doing out in the rain?
He had to steal.
It was like muddy and slippery.
DNA or something. Yeah.
His computer was saying like,
He
didn't say the magic word. And I think someone was like trying to get into his.computer. He had been hired to like help steal something?
Yeah, あの、クリーム、生クリームの缶の中に、こう、缶に見せかけたやつの中に DNA かなんかこう入れて、あの、円の外に持ち出す、その盗んでくるっていう役割だったと思うんだけど、彼はね。
He was carrying the can at the time when he got sprayed.
I think so. で、それを持って逃げようとしてる時に、この 襟巻きとか髭に襲われるみたいな話だった気がする。ちょっと細かいところよく覚えてないけど。
What happened to him after that? So he gets sprayed in the face. Because、the thing had、the frills, right?
Yeah, yeah. なんか威嚇されて、でも食べられちゃったでしょ、だから。
By different dinosaurs, right?
No, no, no.
By him? By the、yeah. frilly one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.なんかうわーみたいな感じでさ、襲われるみたいな。食べられちゃったと私は。
I'm thinking of a different scene where someone got eaten by the tiny dinosaurs. That might have been the second Jurassic Park movie, though. The little green guys, the tiny, tiny dinosaurs. There's like hundreds of them, like jumped on this guy and started picking at him.
ちょっともう分からん。でもそう、まあちょっとあのこういうニュース。好きだから私はあのジュラシックパークに出てきた恐竜が実は全然違うっていう系の話よくあの、mm-hmm. この番組でも話すけど、まあ、それこれもその一つで、で一つあの、まあ、この研究者の人があの骨をあの、まあ、コンピューターに取り込んで他の骨とコンペアしてこれは本当にじゃ あのこの恐竜のものなのかどうかとかそれを調べている中で一つあの新種の恐竜と思われてたやつがディロフォサウルスの子供のものだったっていうこともついでに分かったって書いてあった、
うん、
たまにあるよね、そういう
Maybe I wonder how large the 子供 is、
うん、サイズ書いてなんか単純に small brain case って書いてあったただ
You know the frills on those lizards It's、that kind of behavior is called dematic behavior
Yeah, in animal. So the frills They don't have frills
Right
That's bullshit
Right, but the people making Jurassic Park Probably were like, oh, let's put You know, they were looking at different Plausible behaviorsAnd the thing is,、yeah. if it did have frills, we may not know about it. You know,
そうそうそうね。だから帽子は言い過ぎ、あの、言い過ぎというか、あったかもしれないけど、まあ、あったという証拠は全くなくて、あったのが分かってるのは、このトサカの部分。
まあ、Still possible.
そうね。その襟巻きについては、あの、なんだろう、どの恐竜でもまあ、あった可能性はあるから、なんとも言いようがないんだけど。
Well, there are a few...I think there are a few dinosaurs where we could probably rule it out. It just、mm. wouldn't make any sense. But、
mm.
because this is a dematic behavior
like,
is
like
more common. Well, it would be more common in a dinosaur that does not have that much physical power because it's exaggerating the animal's size.
でもさ、例えばライオンのたてがみとかってさ、なんだろう、mm-hmm. ライオン大きいし力も強いけど、
mm-hmm.
まあ、縦髪があるわけじゃん、まあ、それは威嚇する、まあ、威嚇するっていう面とそのメスを引きつけるみたいな面があるとして、mm-hmm. そのメスを引きつける面が大きい場合クジャクみたいなは T-Rex にその襟巻きがついてたとしてもまあおかしくはないというか ありえないとまだ言えないよねきっとこれは恐竜くんとかに聞かないといけないけど
T-Rex would be like 10 times scarier if it had the flappy neck thing.
わかんないよ。すごい可愛かったかもしれない。あのカラフルでさ。でもあのたまにあるけど、あのカバの骨だけを見てコンピューターを使ってあのカバがどういう生物だったかっていうのを筋肉とかをつけて再現するともうめちゃくちゃ恐ろしい見た目が出来上がるっていう、mm. あの話がよくあってさ。だからその、mm.猫とかカバとか骨だけを見るとものすごいこう凶暴な、
mm-hmm.
あのものを予想してつくあのなんていうんだっけこういうのなんとかスケレトンプロブレムみたいな名前がついてんだよねなんかタイなんていうんだっけなその要は一番エフィシエントな形で筋肉とか皮をつけてしまう問題
In the simulation you mean?
そうそうそうっていうのがあってその牛とかなんだ 実際はもっと皮がたるんでたりとか脂肪がついてたりとかして、あの今の可愛らしい見た目なわけじゃん、うん、だけど骨を見て今恐竜に私たちが施しているような再現の仕方をしちゃうと、その皮のたるみとか変なところに脂肪がついてるとか全くない状態だから、
うん、
なんかすごくタイトな、あのすごい痩せてて、right. あの本当にああいう怖い見た目になっちゃう問題っていう
のがあるんだよね。Eventually, paleontologists, these researchers will be able to include more peripheral information, information about the ecosystem and the environment can provide, I mean, essentially all the information you need in a theoretical sense. All the information is there because any animal is going to have to occupy some functional niche. You know, that niche has to actually work in that real environment with that real ecosystem. And when we look at skeletons and we extrapolate from there, we're totally, you know, we're kind of excluding a lot of information about what was hunting it and what it was eating. I mean, we don't know these things, so it's hard to construct the full picture. But as we fill in more and more dinosaurs and we understand the relationships between them, I think that will give us a lot more information about, you know, what sort of physical adaptations it would have had. You know.
Shrink wrapping とかあった気がする。Shrink wrapping problem みたいな。
Shrink wrapping problem。
そうそう。だから猿とか猫とかシマウマとか何でもその恐竜にやってるみたいに再現するともうすごい不気味な見た目になっちゃう。だから本当は恐竜ももっとこう。ね、ふさふさで、まあ、鳥みたいな羽が生えてたとしてもっとこう脂肪がついてたりして今こうトカゲみたいな感じだから全然こうキュッとしてるけどお腹がもっと例えば猫とかってお腹にパウチがあるじゃんパウチっていうかその、
うん、
あのまあこれ実際そうなのか説だけなのか分かんないけどその獲物に襲われた時にいきなり内臓に行かれないようにちょっとたるみをつけてあるみたいな、
うん、
そういうのが恐竜にもあった可能性もあるしとかそうするともうちょっと全もうちょっとというかかなり違う見た目だった可能性はあるよね本当に
Yeah, I think
可愛かった可能性ある
This will be a continuous process probably for hundreds of yearsYou know,、mm. trying to get the next Jurassic Park movie, right? But,
yeah.
I mean, it seems like a lot has been figured out, but I just wonder how much are we going to be surprised, you know, about dinosaurs in the next, you know, few years? Because I feel like there were a lot of surprises the last 3-4 years with all the, you know, feathers andyou know, this dinosaur was actually the baby of a different dinosaur kind of、yeah. stuff.
Can you look at the image that I'm sending you right now in the document? The first one is a zebra and the second one is swans.
Hmm.
What a shrink wrap.
Is that... is it because they end up looking shrink wrapped?
Yeah, like...その無駄がない感じにその骨と筋肉だけをつけてこういう感じってすると例えばこの白鳥なんてもう焼かれたターキーみたいになっちゃってるけどさそういう本当にこうまあそうだよだから丸焼きにしたらどう見えるかみたいなことでその上部分はもうねその化石として残んないわけだから恐竜もそうだけど丸焼きにして残った部分を再現してるみたいな、
mm. It, was this a this is like a sincere effort or like how does it just seems this zebra、yeah. one just looks ridiculous
これはパレオアーティストの人たちが作ったって、
mm.
I love this
You know, there was so much fraud and craziness around the original dinosaur remains that were found, because, you know, I guess the field hadn't really been established, you know? So it was just like, what are these? And, you know, obviously, religious interpretations were a bit more appealing back then too. So it's kind of like, I don't know. I haven't seen any great documentaries about, you know, what was that like when they found the first dinosaur bones, you know? Like, what was that like? Were people debating, are they aliens? Or, I mean, what were all the candidate theories that later got squashed? And there are still people that, you know, think that dinosaurs didn't exist.
Yeah. That's another interesting topic.
Personally, I think they exist.
Yeah. 次.
According to a report by Axios, last week the Chinese government introduced a new security law in Hong Kong, which makes it illegal for anyone in the world to advocate for its democratic reform. Many technology companies, including Google, Facebook, Twitter, Zoom, WhatsApp, Telegram, and LinkedIn, have since stated that they would cease compliance with data requests from Hong Kong authorities while they assess the new law. However, Hong Kong has since indicated that non-compliance could result in the arrest of employees. It is reported that some people have since taken measures to remove traces of their support for the democratic reform of Hong Kong by removing posts and likes.
アクシオスによると、先週中国政府は香港に新しく国家安全法を導入しましたが、それによると香港などの民主化を支持する行為等は違法とされ、さらにそれは国内のみならず世界中すべての人に適用されることが分かりました。これを受け、 Google、Facebook、Twitter、Zoom、WhatsApp、Telegram、LinkedIn など多くのテック系企業は国家安全法の全容を確認している間は香港当局へのデータ提供を停止すると述べています。しかし香港政府は、企業が政府の要求に従わない場合、従業員を逮捕する可能性があると示唆しています。複数メディアによると、すでに一部の人々は過去の投稿やいいねを削除し、香港の民主化を支持していた痕跡を消しています。いや、この第38条が、まあ、一番の、まあ、海外に住んでいる人たちからすると一番のびっくり要素だったと思うんだけど、今までこういうのってあったことあるの？その国内に、まあ、その一つの国が国内にいる人だけじゃなくて世界中を対象にするって言って、その例えば日本でも国民の国外犯っていうのはあるわけじゃない？だからその、なんていうの、海外でレイプしたり殺人したりとかすると、それは日本でも犯罪ですよみたいな、日本の刑法が適用されますよみたいな、まあ、そういうのは もちろんあるけども、その他の国で全部その合法なことがことについて、それをその自国の刑法をそこに適用しますって、
Maybe like the Geneva Convention or something. I think if you use a laser pointer during a war or something, then it doesn't matter where you were. I don't know. This applies even if, you know, I move to Mars in like 10 years and I say something over there.
Yeah, so これだから惑星なんですね。惑星も限定されてないから。
Does this apply to aliens also? Or just human beings? It doesn't. I don't think it specifies. So extraterrestrials may actually be arrested upon landing a UFO.
この第6節効力範囲っていうのがあって、そこの第38条に、香港特別行政区に永住権を有しておらず、香港特別行政区外のものが 香港特別行政区に対して罪を犯した場合だから物としか書いてないからその
宇宙人も
人間とか地球上とかもあの制限はないので例えば月に行った宇宙飛行士とか、
うん、
あの火星に移住した人とかももちろんこれは適用されることになるよね、
うん、
そうあの、まあ、一応日本語に訳されてるものがたくさんもう出回ってるのでそれは読んだけどこう具体的に何をするとダメなのかってっていうのがあの、まあ、すごく抽象的で解釈が無限に拡大できる感じなので、
うん、それがすごくこう、
うん、最悪終身刑だから無期懲役とか、うんうん、あのだから何がダメなのかっていうのがよくわからないところに、まあ、すごく怖さがあるよねあのいや例えば、まあ、4つ一応挙げられてて国家分裂罪国家権力転覆罪テロ活動であと海外と結託することなんだけど、
うん、
その全部基本的には、まあ、そのテロ活動以外はその何か具体的に実施しなくてもその会って話すとかメールで話すとか、うん、あのそういう、まあ、支援するとかそういうのも全部含まれてるから
This doesn't need to be necessarily public speech, right? This can be
any sort of
you know, a conversation that you're intending to be totally private and you don't, you know, you're not
そうなんか最初の方はすごい民主的な感じであの言論とかデモも自由だし人権を尊重しますって書いてあるんだけど、うん、第9条にこの国家安全のために大学メディアインターネットとか、まあ、いろんなものを監視するっていうふうに書いてあるから、
うん、
あのそうなんだよねでテロ活動に関してもなんか公共サービスへの深刻な妨害で交通とかも含まれているので多分デモに適用しようと思えば全然できる感じ、うん、なのであとその例えば海外との結託ってやつも住民の憎悪を引き起こさせる行為みたいな、
うん、
だから例えばなんだろう香港頑張れって今の文脈で言った場合それは多分もうダメアウトだよねアウトだし今例えばすごいニュースになってるけど、うん、ウイグル地区で不妊手術を、まあ、政府が強制してるみたいなことも、まあ、それこれは当然ダメアウト
アウト
だからもうアウトなことがちょっとありすぎてあのありすぎだしそのアウトなことに該当している人口もその世界中になっちゃうとあの、
うん、
とんでもない人数なんだけど、まあ、当然あのね、海外にいる人をあの急に逮捕して拘留するってことはできないので、まあ、だからあれだよねその香港で乗り換えするときとか、まあ、中国に旅行行ったときとかに、うんあのまあ、逮捕される可能性があるっていうことですごく話題になってるよね
Do you think that the Chinese government would refrain from using artificial intelligence technologies toscan people's messages for so-called illegal speech?
もうやってんじゃないの?
That's what I assume, but...
うん。だから...
But that means that, you know, people have had a certain false sense of security because there has always been a processing bottleneck.For activity on the internet. There's just a processing bottleneck. There's just too much information. We've got the big data, but we don't have the big analysis, you know? We can sort of whip up some general metrics about things, but artificial intelligence can, you know, scan, I guess, for meaning, for, you know, it's not going to be as basic as, you know, this specific, you know, set of keywords, right? in this order, right?
Yeah.
So, and those capabilities are improving at a rate that vastly exceeds Moore's law, you know? Mm. So if this, do you know anything about whether this is retroactive or, I don't know why people would go, you know, removing their old content if it wasn't somehow retroactive. I guess it could become retroactive later. I mean, where do you...
Retroactive というかその、まあ、思想の問題だから過去にこう言ってるから今もこうに違いないっていうふうにできるじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
だからなんだろう。そう考えるとその過去に行ってる発言とか行動全部が relevant と判断されるよね。なので、mm-hmm. だから例えば私は香港に親友が住んでいて、まあ、彼女は現地の人間ではないので、
mm-hmm.
まあ、引っ越そうと思えば引っ越せるわけだけど、この法律が、まあ、可決されたとか、まあ、導入されたときに、あ、なんか日本に帰ってこない、帰ってこないのみたいな感じでこうメールしたんだよね。で、まあ、こう普通に話してたんだけど、その私はまあ日本にいるから別にいいんだけど、こう変な会話をし変にこうなんていうの、あ、怖いよねみたいな感じで話してしまうと、彼女が何かまさにこういう活動に参加したみたいな風に捉えられてしまう可能性があると思って、
うん、
こう、うかつに変なことを言えないというか、そこですでにその影響を感じてしまった。
Yeah. I think that's one of the ways that it has been, you know, effective, for lack of a better word. You know, because now sort of the international side of it is reluctant to, you know, endanger anyone that they might know there.
いやいや、そうそう、本当にそうなんだよね。だから私が例えば声高に何かを言って、その現地にいる友達にそのことをメールとかで話したときに、その2人がじゃあ相談してたとか、私が彼らを支援したみたいな風に捉えられて、彼らが逮捕されるみたいなことにならないとも言い切れないというか、だからそうすると、まあ、ずっとねそのトレンドはあるけれども、何かおかしいなって思っても黙らなきゃいけなくなるっていう、
うん、
しかもそのそなん国内に住んでる人じゃなくても。
Has the Japanese government responded to this in some way?
いやいやいや、多分だから日本とアメリカと共同で、あの、誠に遺憾みたいなあの非常に懸念していますみたいな、あの声明はもう出してたと思うけどね。But,
I mean, the U.S. also did sanctions and withdrew from the WHO and issued a travel advisory for because of the risk of surveillance.
Yeah.
And they're also screening Chinese nationals now as a potential spy risk. I mean, this is on top of the decoupling initiatives that have already been underway.
Yeah. 私はなんか、まあ、いつも言ってるけど、その人類としていろんな多様性があった方がいいと思ってる派だから、その政治の形もいろんな形が あること自体は全然いいと思ってて、だから全世界が全部民主主義になるべきとも別に思ってないんだけど、ただこうなんだろうね、グローバルにいろんなビジネスが展開しててっていう中で、そのだから香港なんてアジアのヘッドクォーター、 APAC のヘッドクォーターを香港に置いてる企業っていっぱいあるわけじゃない、
うん、
そういう企業からするとこういうふうに進んでしまうと、まあちょっと心配だからヘッドクォーターを移そうかなみたいなことにもなると思うし、
うん、
でもそれがそういうことがあったとして、その国際的に非難されたとしても、これをやるメリットがあるっていうふうに判断したっていうことだもんね。
うん。 Do you think China's making a mistake with this? Like, in terms of their own interests, like China's own national interests.
でもなんかそれぐらいこう香港が民主化に向けて、まあいろいろ活動したりとか、まあ、国際的な世論が高まるみたいなのがすごく困るということだよね。まあまあでもそれはそうなんだけどでのその同じ国であって、その中で例えば自由度が全然違う地域が一個だけあるっていうのは、他の地域で暮らしている人にとってそれがどう見えてしまうかとかっていうのも考えてるだろうしとか、私は詳しくないか分かんないけど、う
ん、What do you think about the you mentioned globalism, but I guess the project of globalism, like what do you think, how would you evaluate it right now?
いや、私なんか単純に一時期、まあそのオフィスで働いてる時に、まあ 3.11 の地震もあったし、こう一時期みんなが香港に引っ越しちゃったじゃん、
うん、
一気に。で企業もAPAC のヘッドクォーターを日本に置いてた企業もあったけど、それもじゃあシンガポールとか香港に移動しましょうとか、で一気にこう人がいなくなった感じがあった時があって、うん、それをすごく覚えてるから、今回のニュースを見た時に、あ、これ日本政府はここにお金をめっちゃつぎ込んで、とにかくこう APAC のヘッドクォーターを日本にもう一回誘致するとかをやったら、うん、日本の経済にとってはいいんじゃないかなとか、そういうことは考えてたけど、
うん、
ただまあ日本に帰ってこないよね、きっと。行くとしたらシンガポールとかかな、わかんないけど、言語がねちょっとネックになるから。
Well, the redacted illness is also a factor in all of this too.
Yeah, yeah.
Even without that, and you know, there has been a shift, I think, in sort of the planet's zeitgeist around globalism, globalizing the planet, what the implications of that are, and a lot of places seem to be wanting more sovereignty, or you know, wanting more, you know, they feel like they personally lose control, you know, like I mean, this was the opinion of, I guess, roughly, I don't know, half the people or whatever it was in the UK for the whole Brexit thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's that much enthusiasm for, you know, the EU project, or like what the UN is and the WHO.
Yeah.
But we need global coordination to survive. We're not going to, you know, it's going to be a disaster if we don't find the common denominator between all of us.
Yeah, 結局その今回もさ、台湾をだから国として認めてないから、その台湾がこんなにうまくいってるのに、もう無視したような形になってるとかっていう
現状があった。Do you mean WHO or do you mean China?
Yeah, WHO.
Right. Well, that was true for the mask thing, and that's been true for the virus being airborne, which everyone except the WHO has known about since March. I mean, that's just my personal take on it. It seems crazy to me. I don't understand what's going on. I feel like people have lost trust in institutions of all kinds over the last few months.
毎年ね、なんかどんどんこの話題が増えていくっていうか、その、まあ、去年ぐらいからずっと、まあ、去年一昨年ぐらいから、そのアメリカの そのエンターテインメントのコンテンツも中国にこう配慮していかないと、まあ、お金をすごく失うことになる、まあ、NBA とかもそうだったよね。
And the gaming industry also.
Yeah. だそので今回の新しい法律もそうだけど、その国その中国に住んでなくても中国政府から検閲を受けている状態になってしまっている、mm. まあ、お金を稼ぎたければ自主検閲しないといけないとか、そういうふうにどんどんなっていくっていうのは、まあ、単純に心配だよね、
mm.
まあ、で それがこうお金を稼ぎたければだけならいいんだけど、このさっき言ったみたいに、まあ、そこに住んでる人に迷惑をかけないためにこれを声高に言わない方がいいかなとか、仲間が心配だから黙っておいた方がいいかなとかっていう風になっちゃうと、だそのなんだ、私は香港は何回もいたことあるし、友達も住んでるし、もう気軽に香港行ってくるわみたいな感じだったけど、だからこれもう行けないよね危ないからってなってしまうのはすごく悲しいというか残念、
うん、
香港好きだし普通にだし、なんか上海とかそのメインランドの方は行ったことなかったから、
上海 is really cool
ね、そうすごい、すごいじゃん
It's super, it's like because Shanghai, I mean it's been there but it grew so quickly, and yeah. so everything is so modern, and parts of it are styled like Europe or something. It's kind of trippy to walk around, and they have the Bund. It's ね、it's beautiful.
中国の人とか中国っていう国自体に別に何のこう悪い感情もない。なんか中華料理とかさ、なんかすごい身近だし。Yeah.そういう気持ちは何もないけど、その政府がやってることにあまり同意できないとか、政府がやってる一部のことにこう批判するっていうのは誰でもどこの国に対してもあることで、それをこういうふうにこう、ね、一歩間違えるとじゃ捕まって終身刑ですみたいに言われてしまうと、
うん、
ああそっかっていう、こうその不穏さがすごいよね。
Where do you think this goes?Like, where does this lead?
ね、だ私はもうちょっとこう、なんだろう、一国二制度を解消していくためにこうだんだんと段階を踏んで締め付けを厳しくしていくとかっていうことなのかなって勝手に思ってたから、この一晩にして一気にこういうふうに展開するっていうのは全く想像してなかったから、
うん、
まあ、すごくびっくりしてる今も。
China is such an interesting story, you know, like modern China. Obviously ancient China is crazy and fascinating also, but the recent story of China and its growth and sort of the how it was the product hub of the moderncapitalization, you know, full-blown capitalism, free trade all over the world, which, you know, if all the externalities were accounted for, would have been a great thing. But this large scale, just make everything just in mass, just tons of, you know, plastic, everything, you know, all throughout the Walmarts. And, you know, I would go to,I was in Indonesia and I'd see, you know, Gucci sweatpants being worn by some lady that her house is made of like straw. You know, they're living in the, you know, it's like the number of Gucci sweatpants that were created was so enormous, or Gucci towels. you just end up withuge amounts of crap distributed all to the furthest corners of the earth. You will see a Coca-Cola, sign, you know, and almost all that stuff was made in China, and I don't know, it's just a crazy story of the modern, you know, the results of our modern economic ambitions, I guess.
Right. Yeah. なんか今しかもこうなんだろう3体の第2巻が日本語でも発売されて、こう中国のサイファイもすごい盛り上がってるし、なんかこうその乖離がすごいというか、なんかいや、その不穏な部分と、その例えばテックとか、そのエンターテインメントとか。
In the 1950s, Marshall McLuhan predicted something that he called electronic feudalism. And he predicted that electronic media would result in this fractioning of society, and that would really become the infrastructure within which we divide ourselves. Whereas, because almost everyone thought that, well, you have the internet, everyone can communicate now, you can talk to someone, you know, I can talk to someone in China or Africa or wherever in, you know, point whatever seconds. I hardly even notice the difference online, yeah. You know, regardless of where people are. And if we're doing almost all of our activity online, then, you know, we should all understand each other better and everything should, you know, go more smoothly. But I think that's happening on some level, to some extent. I want to think that's still happening.
Yeah. なんかこれに関してはこう、その法律、こういう法律の是非自体とかを超えて、こう、中国に対して何か批判的なことを言う人対言えない人みたいな、なんかそういう図式もできてきてるじゃん。こう自分の利益とか守るために何も言わないとか。 で、それをすごくこう批判する人もいたりとか、そこでまた分断が起きるみたいな。なんか分断、division between people who agree。そうそうそう。
I mean, they don't agree on the action on an individual level, but they agree in their values, you know.
そうそう。 だからね、本当にこれはどうなっていくんだろうね。Yeah.
Did we violate?
Yeah,
we violate.
Well, I mean, it's hard to tell because it's
auto.
Auto.
Let's see. You said Uyghur. You said.
アウトでも驚かないよね。だからそのウイグルの話とかをした時点でもうだからアウトなんじゃない。その結局象を引き起こさせる行為とかさ、なんていうの、策略を練るとかそれってもうどんな風にでも拡大できちゃうから、そのメディアで例えばウイグルの話を書いたり言ったりするだけでもうそれはねえ、こう 基本的制度を打倒しようとしてるみたいな風に言おうと思えば言えちゃうからね。I
think democracy is good. I think it's good. I'm just being honest. People fought for democracy for a reason. A lot of people have put their lives on the line for democracy for a reason.
いや、好き嫌いの問題で住む分には全然いいと思うというか、例えばその、じゃあパンデミックの時にもしかして民主主義じゃない方が あの早く休息させられるとかあるわけじゃん。その何個人の人権とかを無視してもう公共を最優先にすればもう一気に、ね、全員家にいなさいって命令してみんながそれに従わなければ、うん、じゃあもう刑務所ねとかってさ言った方がじゃあパンデミック早く収まるかもしれないとかでそれの方がいいやっていう人もいると思うんだよね世界の中には、
うん、
で別にその個人の人権とか個人の自由っていうのはそこまでなくてもいいやみたいな人も多分世の中にはいるはいてそれは別に全然いいと思うんだけどその選択肢がない場合だよねその自分に住む場所の選択肢がなくて、うん、でその自由がないことによって、まあ、ものすごい人権侵害とか被害を受ける場合にその人たちを助ける術がどんどんこう奪われていってしまうっていうそれはまあ怖い
What should people do?
I don't know where this is gonna go, cause...
When do they bring out, like, the, you know, Fumie or whatever? Like, some sort of next-level oppressive... I mean, yeah, I guess the digital tools are basically there. You know, between all the facial recognition, the social scores, and if you were living there, I mean, you're just trying to live your life. You're just trying to raise your kids. You're just trying to be safe. You're just trying to, you know... You're not trying to deal with this.or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So it's unfortunate.
そうね。いや。次。
The comet C2020F3, also known as NEOWISE, is expected to be visible to the naked eye for the next 2 weeks. It is the first comet to be visible to the naked eye.From the Northern Hemisphere since 1997's Hale-Bopp. The comet, which was identified on March 27th by the Near-Earth Object Wide Field Infrared Survey Explorer, or NEOWISE, space telescope, survived its closest approach to the Sun on July 3rd and will approach Earth on July 23rd within a distance of 103 million kilometers. NEOWISE will be visible to people in the Northern Hemisphere in the northeastern sky during dawn.Before the sun comes up. The comet is currently a brightness of magnitude 2.5 and has two sun-illuminated tails, one made of dust and one made of gas.
NEOWISE と呼ばれている水星 C2020F3 が今後2週間の間肉眼で見える予定です。水星を北半球から肉眼で見ることができるのは1997年のヘイルボップ以来初めてのことです。3月27日にネオワイズ宇宙望遠鏡によって見つけられたこの彗星は先週金曜日の7月3日に太陽に大接近しましたが生き延びました7月23日には地球から1億300万キロメートルの距離内に接近しますネオワイズは北半球で日の出前の明け方北東の空で見ることができますこの彗星は現在 2.5 等星の明るさで太陽に照らされた尾が2つあります。尾の1つは塵で、もう1つはガスでできています。
Yep.
So, we can already see it?
Yeah, if you wake up at like 2:30 in the morning, and I haven't seen it because it's been cloudy where we are, right?
確かにね、
Tokyo's cloudy.
確かにね。
But ね、this may be your only chance if you're hearing this. I mean, we don't know when the next one.
2時半か。
Well, actually, we do know when the next one. I mean, there are unknown comets that appear. I don't think the next known comet is showing up for quite some time.
Okay.
Because this one was, you know, discovered.
Hmm.
And it was the last time this comet was here was 4,500 years ago. If you want to see this comet next time, you have to wait 6,800 years.
Wow. じゃあもう今見るしかないね。
Yeah, but it's cloudy.
2時半。ね、曇ってるし、2時半か。めっちゃ晴れてないと見えない。
Yeah, it has to be quite clear. And
でも2週間あるからな。1日ぐらいは晴れるよね、きっと。
So, what does the forecast say? It's just going to be cloud, 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 cloud.
そうだね。1週間。あ、すごいな。ずっと雨だから今、九州大変なことになってるもんね。
Oh, yeah.
あの、洪水で。
Not just Kyushu. I mean, it's starting to happen in a lot of places now. The crazy rainfall.
中国もね、すごいことになってるけど。
うん。
あの、九州はずっと記録的豪雨って言って、あのニュースですごい見てるけど。
うん。
あの、めっちゃ心配。まあ、このね、ウイルスもあるし。It's crazy. Like,何家とかもすごい壊れちゃってるしさ。
Yeah, the flooding. And, you know, I went and visited the, なんだっけ世界最大の地下水路。What is it called?
Oh, right.
埼玉にあるやつ。Mm. And they, you know, that thing fills up, you know, more and more over time, partly because, people are building stuff.You know, so if you pave the ground, it doesn't absorb the water, right? Mm-hmm. So that water gets added to the, you know, the irrigation systems. Well, not irrigation, but the sewer systems. What am I trying to say? The water systems. But that all that water has to be managed, you know, that goes into the gutter.And it all goes into that facility in Saitama. And they have, you know, these absolutely massive engines in there to pump that water.
Mm.
Into these huge, they fill up these gigantic tanks. But if something like this happens in Tokyo, I don't know if it'll be all right, you know?I'm sure they're doing the math now, but anything that breaks a record is potentially dangerous, right?
Yeah. So. Well, are you going to try to see this? Have you already tried? Well, it's ちょっと無理か。天気があれだから。
It's just been cloudy and rainy.
Maybe next windy. Week?
So...After, there's only 3 days to see it in the morning, I guess. And after, I guess, July 12th or 13th or somewhere around there, it will move to being visible in the evening.
Oh.
So, I mean, well, dusk. So, like, right...After the sun goes down, instead of right before the sun comes up.
Oh, that's so much easier, though, for me.
Yeah, I think that's. Yeah, it will get earlier and earlier, and yeah, eventually you'll just be able to see it the day before.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Okay.
But right now it's from like 2:30 to 3:30, but.It's super freaking cloudy.
ちょっと無理そうだね。あの、今週だって一週間の天気見てるけど毎日雨だもん。
うん。Well, this
月曜日以外、月曜日は曇りになってるし。
This is visible from anywhere in the northern hemisphere. So if as long as you don't
well, no one's traveling either. So
but you can't see it from the southern hemisphere. So.If you, what is it? You live on the ceiling? Yeah.
What?
How does this work? So if you live in the southern hemisphere, you live on the ceiling because the house is upside down on the bottom like this. And so they're sitting like this. They're actually sitting on the ceiling from our perspective.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, there's like this...ceiling gang, floor gang thing that the YouTuber PewDiePie was playing with. And then it's just like this hemisphere beef.
Hemisphere beef? Why?
Yeah, there's, I don't know, I guess there's some beef between the two hemispheres.
What?
Like the southern hemisphere people are like, why?
How? What?
Well, you guys just show the map with you guys on top all the time, right? It's kind of bullshit. Because the other side could be on the top too. So there's like, there's bias against southern hemisphere people and countries.
Yeah.
And us fancy people up here on the northern hemisphere, you know, aren't really that sympathetic to it. We just kind of go about our northern hemispherical lives and just assume the map is the way it should be and everything else.
Interesting.
And that we assume that we're on the floor and not the ceiling, right? But that's just, you know, self-centered.
I guess. Actually, there was a tweet that was going viral the other day, right? Sono, that showed the actual size of each country.
Ah, the
you know,
Mercator
like some countries,
bias.
Because like, yeah, because some lie. Countries look massive, like way bigger than they actually are.
Yeah.
So I don't know anything about maps and scales and everything, but that always, you know, feels weird to me that it's not really true to size. So relatively speaking,
what's the most exaggerated?
I forget.
Like Canada or something?
Russia?
Is Russia the most exaggerated?
なんか GIF かなんかでさ 見れるんだよねそれが で、それを見ると確かになんか私本当にさっき言ったけど、その、まあ当然いろんな理由があって今の世界地図がベストと判断され、その専門家によって判断されてるの理由はたくさんあるんだろうけど、なんかこう実際の大きさを GIF で見ると
It's called a Mercator projection. And it's because they're just trying to
メルカトル図法?
Yeah, and they're trying to take a, you know, a globe and make it flat, right?
Yeah.
But without cutting it into little leaves. You know, so there's another one where it's like in these leaves.
Yeah,
so anything near the, you know, the top and bottom of that is going to get super exaggerated, right? Because they're adding a bunch of space in there. Because you can imagine if you folded a piece of paper into a ball, you'd have a bunch of like crinkly extra paper at the top.
Yeah.
Right? Because it all has to come down to a point.
アフリカとか南アメリカはそんな変わんないけど。日本は? なんか、日本もそんなに、南極とかさ、グリーンランドとかその、
Is Greenland actually tiny or something?
It's
funny because you know Trump was trying to buy Greenland or whatever. Or like, I guess some people were trying to buy Greenland. Yeah.
Trump was trying to buy Greenland?
Yeah, I think he made an offer to... I don't know, Santa or there's someone that owns it. I think some country manages Greenland or something. But yeah, it'd be funny to get there and realize it's way smaller. I mean, this wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Obviously, it wouldn't happen. But but way back, you know, before people had globes and stuff, maybe.
This like size gap on the map definitely gives some kind of psychological effects on people, right?
Maps are interesting and weird.
Yeah, and how, like, what is in the center and what's on the edge とかさ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no such thing, 本当は, でも そういうイメージがあるじゃん。
うん。
なんか Japan is この辺でみたいな。
off on the right side, I guess.
Yeah, and like there's up and down, you know. North is up, obviously. So Hokkaido がいつも上でとか。
So the center is like the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so like everyone is sharing this weird concept of.
Well, it was like it didn't. They had to declare like Greenwich Mean Time or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And then set the, I don't know enough about this, but some navigational almanac will have all this stuff about, you know, they at some point agreed on like time zones, longitudinal lines, and, you know, how they were going to map out the whole freaking planet. The best thing is to just have a globe, right? Because that's accurate.
Yeah. So that.
Except for the bumps. Apparently the bumps on a globe are super exaggerated. Like
bumps.
If the bump, you know, like some globes have the topography.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if Everest or if those bumps were really that big, it would be like unbelievably enormous.
Okay.
Like if you look at Earth from space, it's the mountains aren't as big as they seem to us, I guess.
Right. まあそうだよね。
Yeah.
Well,
I hope one of us can see this comment.
Yeah.
So the bias I was talking about, there have been two other comets. Comet McNaught and Comet Lovejoy that were great comets visible to the naked eye, but they were only visible to people in the southern hemisphere. And that was in 2007 and 2011.
Okay.
So the southern hemisphere has been getting plenty of
pretty comets. So someone named Lovejoy?
I guess so. I don't know. Maybe it was Mr. Lovejoy? Isn't that...
Is there a Mr. Lovejoy?
Isn't that a name? Discovered by Terry Lovejoy.
Wow, that is a name, huh?
Yeah. Way to go, Terry. Terry Lovejoy is an information technologist from Queensland, Australia, an amateur astronomer. He has discovered 6 comets. Holy shit. How is this guy not an astronomer or like not a professional? He's like, he's introduced as this IT guy.
It's an amateur in there.
Yeah, but he's discovered 6.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Lovejoy っていう名字があるんだね。
Yeah.
知らなかった。So it wasn't named by some hippie or anything.
No. Well, he could be a hippie. I wouldn't rule it out. He chases comets.
Yeah, that's true. 確かにね。
Yeah.
ちょっとね、見える人は、だから天気次第だね、ちょっと今。
Is it, how long is this supposed to go for, the whatever it is that's parked on Japan?
いや、わかんない。
They keep saying that the rain is like,まだピークじゃないとか in some places. And it's like,
I mean, here in Tokyo, it's been on and off, right? I mean, I go outside to the park and stuff with my son, and it's なんか傘がいる感じではないけど it's raining on and off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty annoying. It's like, it feels like I'm living on the edge when I take my son out to the park and it could rain at any time.
Yeah.
Or like it's lightly raining already and it could like, you know, turn into doshaburi at any moment.
Mm-hmm.
すごいなんかギャンブルしてるスリリングな気持ちになる。It's like, ah, これで超降ってきたら走ってストーラーをして帰る。
By lightning.
そこまで考えてないけど、でもなんかびしょびしょになりながら 走って帰るのか、ストローラー、じゃあもうちょっと遠くの公園行くのやめようかなとか、なんか、そういうしょうもないあの人生のスリルって感じ。
It's important. If you make a mistake, there's like real consequences. Like, oh, we shouldn't have come to this park. Or, やっぱり雨だ。
That's a real consequence.
Yeah. The gusts have been...
Oh, sorry.
I want to say that the gusts of wind have been really crazy. I don't know if you've noticed. But it'll
be
like...
Yeah, that's actually scary.
It's like really weird because it'll be completely dead. No wind at all. And I'm just in my sweat. I'm just standing there. And all of a sudden you get smacked with like this crazy gust of wind.
And yeah, and it's really inconvenient because then the bubbles don't work.
The bubbles? Oh, the bubbles
the
you're
bubbles.
Carrying around with you?
Yeah.
Do you have a wand?
It doesn't work.
Is it the gun or the wand?
Wand.
Hmm.
Well, guns won't work either if the wind is so strong.
That's true.
I have this wand.
Did you see the story about the... Some scientist shined a laser on a bubble and it makes the light...
Oh, right.
It like does something really crazy. It flows like a liquid almost, or like a gas.
謎だよね。
Why hasn't anyone... No one's shined a laser on a bubble until now.
That's what I thought with the 耳のやつ too. It's like, I guess there are so many things that no one has really checked until now.
Yeah.
So... We still have like new discoveries like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. But yeah, みんな雨だからね、多分なんか週、まあ、どっちにしろね、ウイルスがあるから週末遊べるわけでもないけど。でも。
What do you think of Ye announcing that he's going to run for president?Kanye?
I read that it's actually bullshit. Like, it's too late anyway, right?
Hmm.
Like, I
it
saw
seems
that,
late, but I think he can. I mean, can people just write it in? Like, can't you just write it in pizza? That?
I remember that. So, no, I don't really know the details. I don't really know how the election works in the States, really, either, but. Like, その多くの州で何かをもう締め切ってるから、なんか it's actually too late and it's just for PR みたいなのはどっかで見た。And then I was like, ah, なんだ、そっか、okay, whatever, と思ったけど。
Well, I saw some interview and I don't think he's gonna do it like this year, but he could be serious about.The next time around.
And he could win. I mean, anyone can win in this state, right? That's what America has proven.
Who can't win?
So,
name someone
yeah,
who can't win. Can you think of someone?
Who? Yeah, I mean, after Trump, it's like, 誰でもなれる。
Well,
so,
I think
Kanye West がなってもびっくり。I mean,
he's a capable person and he's very intelligent, you know.
I mean, in like 4 years, if it's like Taylor Swift versus Kanye West, I'm not surprised. It's like, okay.
What if they run together?
Yeah, maybe like Taylor's going to be the vice president. I don't know. Or vice versa. But
yeah.
それでもびっくりしないね、もはや。
I feel like the surrealness, like...It's, I don't know if it's wearing off or it's getting stronger or I'm getting used to it or, but like really surreal things are like, I mean, just this, I guess this year has had this, it's surprisingly consistent though. Like I'd be shocked if Kanye didn't run for president or none of these crazy things were happening.
Yeah. The election is...In November, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's right there.
It's coming up, and people don't seem to know really what's going to happen. No one is that confident in anything. No one's that confident in anything right now. Everyone thinks they're going to lose. like, every, Like everyone yeah, thinks they're going to lose.
I'm actually really worried for the people living there.
In America?
I remember how, like, I remember this, like, kooky after Trump won the first time. And people were, like, really depressed. Yeah, so.
They had to move to Canada.
It was, like, the end of the world. And
It wasn't as bad as, you know, people. I mean, we were talking about, like, people thought it was just, like, literally the end. You know, like that was the end. Like right then was the end.
So, I mean, like,
but we made it to here.
But like the media and the social media and everything, like people were like literally depressed.
Mm-hmm.
So after, you know, all the things that Trump has said and like Black Lives Matter and everything. そこでまたトランプが勝った時のみんなのそのディプレッションぶりが多分1回目よりもなんかもっと大きくなっちゃうんじゃないかなって思って、それをなんか勝手に外から心配してる。
Do you think he will win again?
I think it's totally possible, yeah. Because I mean, なんだろうね、対抗がもうちょっとこう勢いがある感じだったらというか、なんかもうちょっと若い人とかなんかこう、ジョー・バイデンかみたいな感じがある、ちょっと個人的には。
Yeah.
なんかこう。
There is a...
まあでも、わかんない。Vice President まだわかんないでしょ
?What, Joe Biden's Vice President?
Yeah. その Vice President の選び方によっては、もしかして、すごいこう、いい感じに。こう、みんなが、ああ、いや、いいね、みたいな。新しい感じなれればいけるのかなと思うけど。
What are the options for vice president?
I don't know. I hear that a lot of people are saying that it should be. I mean, there are a lot of black women who are like really competent and will be fitting for, you know, vice president. So
do they want a black woman for vice president? I mean, that leaves maybe Kamala Harris.
I hear a lot of people saying that. So I don't really know what's actually going to happen. I'm not reading anything about American politics. So
well, the virus thing, or I can say the word virus, right? The thing
I mean, Trump was tweeting something about school reopening, right? And he was like, in this country, like schools are open and there's no problem.
You mean states?
Like, we should do the same.
You mean...
No, countries, like Germany and
okay.
You know, Sweden or whatever. I forget which countries that he was mentioning, but he was like, yeah, like Democrats don't want schools to open, but like we should do this. But the number of infections, like new infections...
California
in
had...
those countries and America, so different.
California had more than 10,000 new cases in one day. Apparently.
Yeah, so I mean, comparing it to these countries where it's, you know, 全然こう新規感染者数が比べ物にならないから。
Wait, are they doing that on a national level or are they opening schools state by state? Do you know? In the states.
These European in the states?
Yeah.
いや、フェデラルレベルじゃないんでしょうね。だからトランプがそうやって言ってんじゃない？Yeah.
Oh, so they'll open schools in some states?
I guess.
でも
だって、いや、だってそうするしかないよね。そんなフェデラルレベルで決められるような流れじゃないもんね。だから。
Well, some countries do.
Yeah, but I mean, it depends on the the infection situation right now, like it, America is still kind of out of control. So it's kind of crazy for Trump to be like, let's just open all the schools, like all these countries. And, you know, like, その感染者数がだから全然違うじゃんっていう。
Well, I think we're at a stage now where, you know, as was feared, the virus, every time I say virus, I'm like, did I say it? it's
There's
endemic,
so many,
you know?
Yeah. There's so many crazy people. Like, oh, I don't know, like... いやどこの国にもさやっぱクレイジーな人っていうかなんかおかしな人っているんだけどなんかアメリカのおかしな人のレベル、レベルっていうかなんか想像の斜め上の感じ、
yeah.
やっぱすごいすごいよね面白い
A lot of people in the States are messed up by a lot of things that don't
like, I saw
don't get to people here, you know?
Like I saw some people like painting their faces like half blue.Saying that it's like Braveheart, you know, our freedom, and we fight the government, and we're not gonna wear masks, blah blah. And all the Scottish people are like really angry.
Oh, where was that?
I don't know. It was somewhere in the States, but someone posted this picture of themselves in this makeup, and they're at some I don't know Walmart or whatever, and with the caption of like freedom and.You know, we're not going to wear masks, hashtag no mask or something like that. It's crazy because my son, my son will not be able to see, you know, his grandparents in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't seen them in a long time already, but I mean, they were going to come here, you know.In April, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were going to go there for Christmas, but at this rate, it's impossible. So,
yeah.
It's kind of annoying that.
Well, it's a lot worse than annoying for a lot of people. There's, you know, people can't get treatment and people can't, you know.
Yeah, no. Like, I mean, it's annoying that, like, I mean, the virus is like virus. So it's 不可抗力, but mm-hmm. it's really annoying that.Some people are making it harder to, I mean, making it worse than it has to be.
Right. But those people, I think they're not bad people. You know, they just have different information.
I mean, no one's bad people, but I guess people can be selfish.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They also have different, you know, a lot of people have different information.About the virus. They believe a completely different, they have a different worldview than you or
yeah,
I do.
I mean, I know someone who is refusing to wear a mask and his position was like, it is my right to not wear a mask and it is my right to not care about other people's lives.
Mm.
You know, so it's about this like rights.
Mm.
And yeah, I mean, you do have the right to not care about other people's lives, maybe, but it's not really about rights.
Right. But what I'm saying is people take that stance largely because of what they believe. And so when you investigate what people actually believe,
yeah, so, I mean,
you know, about what it is and what's happening, it's different.And
yeah,
if they,
yeah, of course,
if they believe the same things that you and I believe about it, they may not want to exercise that right to not wear it. Right. So like this is like the effect.
And they can say the same thing about us too.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It's crazy. 'Cause I mean, if you look at the numbers of newly infected people in the States, how can you say like, oh, it's not a big deal and we're doing everything right? You know?
I don't know.
Because I don't really see it in other countries where people are screaming like, it is our rights to not wear masks or like whatever. So
I think there's something psychologically intolerable about everyone wearing a mask. Like some people feel like, well, if everyone's just wearing a mask and no one can ever see anyone's face ever again, and we all have the masks, and we, you know, people kind of freak out. Did you see the video of the one guy who he was running for mayor position in Tokyo? Okay. And he was, you know, he was just saying there's too much of like, I can't say what he said because he said the thing we can't say, but he said, he's like banana, 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 banana. And then he says like content, 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 content. And he's just, you know, his point is that this, just the constant barrage and the mask, and there's just people get to this like weird breaking point. They just can't deal with it anymore.
Yeah. I mean, Well, then it's like, just turn off your social media, turn off your TV and watch a movie or something, you know, just to get your mind off it. It's important. Everyone should do it once in a while, you know, otherwise you go nuts. Mm. But that doesn't mean that you can start behaving like it doesn't exist in front of other people too. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
文字起こしのテキストは iPhone、iPad、Mac、Android のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックできますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題のプランもあります。あとは各エピソードごとに宿題を出題しているので、そちらもぜひやってみてください。それは月額360円。最近選択肢問題を追加したので、
Yes.
ちょっと問題の幅が広がったと思っている。
Multiple choice.
そう、multiple choice 問題なのでぜひやってみてください。
We also、あと、1ヶ月間の、無料体験。
無料トライアル。それもやっています。なのでちょっとやってみたいけど、どうかなっていう人は無料お試し期間を有効に活用していただけるといいかなと思います。
Yep.
Twitter、Instagram、Facebook やってるのでそちらもお願いします。
お願いします。
先週ウェブサイトの話をしたからなんかすごいいろんな人が心配して優しいメールとかメッセージとかをくれてすごくありがたかった。本当になんか涙が出そうだった。ありがとうございました。
ありがとうございました。
優しすぎる。
People are so nice. Okay.
本当にそう。いつも言ってるけどね。なんかめっちゃ優しいよね、みんな。本当に。
Yeah. We'll...
なんかいつもびっくりする。
うん。
けど、ありがたいです、本当に。
そうね。
また来週。
Yep.
あ、来週あれだよね。多分特別編だよね。
そう。
いや。
いや。そう。
おしまい。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。